and Chinese President Xi Jinping discuss their vast differences on trade that have led to exchanges of significant retaliatory tariffs. They agreed on a small truce in their trade war. Mr. Trump described the relationship as incredible.
I think at some point we are going to end up doing something which is great for China and great for the United States.
Many major business leaders in both the United States and China are hoping for some sort of deal in what is seen as an escalating trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. The White House says there will be a state funeral for former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who died late Friday at the age of 94, AP Sagar Magani.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the late president will be honored at Washington National Cathedral, though details have not yet been announced. And even though President Trump had a tense relationship with the Bush family, Sanders says he and Mrs. Trump will attend. He'll also designate a Wednesday as a national day of mourning, after tweeting the 41st president was a truly wonderful man whose accomplishments were great from beginning to end. The other ex-presidents are also praising him, with President Obama saying George H.W. Bush's legacy of service may never be matched, though he'd want all of us to try. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Delegates from nearly 200 nations Sunday began 2 weeks of talks to tackle deep political divisions at the most important UN meeting on global warming since a landmark 2015 Paris deal to shift away from fossil fuels. Expectations are low that negotiations in the heart of Poland's coal region will fully resolve concerns laid out in reports over recent weeks on the severity of rising greenhouse gas emissions. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says he's willing to agree to a 2-week extension of government funding to avoid conflicts with the ceremonies honoring the late President George H.W. Bush. Speaking on board Air Force One on his way home from the G20 summit in Argentina, Mr. Trump said congressional leaders have asked for the extension because of Bush's funeral Wednesday and other events this week honoring the country's 41st president. Funding for some government operations is currently set to run out on Friday, although much of the U.S. government has already been funded through next September. Mr. Trump and lawmakers have sparred in recent days over his demand for $5 billion and funding for a wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico to thwart illegal migration. French President Emmanuel Macron is holding an emergency meeting this Sunday to discuss how best to deal with the protesters who have mounted demonstrations in Paris for 3 straight weekends. They're upset with new taxes and with Macron's leadership. The demonstration in Paris this weekend evolved into a riot, including spray paint of landmarks, the worst civil unrest Paris has seen in years. Israeli police have recommended indictments for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah, on bribery and other charges. The recommended indictments are connected with the case the police have been investigating to determine if regulatory benefits were granted to the telecommunications firm Bezeq in exchange for positive coverage of the prime minister. Police say there is evidence to charge the couple with bribery and breach of trust. Some Israeli residents have reacted by saying it's time for regime change. Ortal Soren says he will wait and see.
I do have faith in our justice system, and I believe that if Bibi's guilty, then he will be brought to justice.
The attorney general will now decide whether the Netanyahu's will be indicted. Police have already recommended indicting the prime minister on corruption charges in 2 other cases. Pakistan is registering approximately 20,000 new HIV infections annually, the highest rate of increase among all countries in the region. That's according to the World Health Organization. The international body says mortality among Pakistanis living with the virus, which causes the deadly AIDS disease, is also rising, in spite of the availability of life-saving antiviral therapy. The latest government figures show that only 16% of the estimated 150,000 people living with HIV had been tested, and only 9% have access to life-saving treatment. Officials say the HIV epidemic in Pakistan remains largely concentrated among key populations, including people who inject drugs in the transgender community. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1, the voice of America.